Commentator Heather Lendy has watched her quiet Alaskan community help a sick child. It's given her a renewed appreciation of home.
I was one of the cooks for a fundraising spaghetti dinner for my daughter's friend Haley and her family at the American Legion Hall. The Legion is used all the time for community fundraisers, like this one, wakes and weddings. Haley is in seventh grade and spent 5 weeks in a Seattle hospital with a burst appendix. Her dad is a musician and carpenter. Her mom works at the post office, so they have insurance. But the emergency Learjet flight from Juneau cost over $20,000, and they don't have that kind of money. Few people here do. The Legion post commander came down to show us how to work the stove, and then put on an apron and stayed. The cooks figured the best approach would be to multiply out the recipe proportions from the Moosewood cookbook. Moosewood? Said the commander. Never heard of it. He was in the Navy in Vietnam. He said he got in trouble for not making regulation spaghetti sauce. That recipe called for tomato paste, canned tomatoes, ground meat, and one bay leaf for 20 gallons. All you added was water, he said. It was bad. So he mixed in onions, garlic, oregano, basil, and lots of salt and pepper. Guys came back for seconds, he said. He showed me his discharge papers. He keeps them folded in his wallet. And told me about his broken back. I said he must have gotten a Purple Heart. Nope, he said. Got a bleed. No blood, no Purple Heart. We fed 240 people that night. Some, seeing the line out the door, even paid and didn't stay to eat. Between the dinner and the auction, just about every family in town contributed. I don't know who felt better, the cooks and people who donated to the auction, or Haley's family. Sometimes, living in this small Alaskan town, especially at the end of a long winter, makes me wish to be somewhere else, where no one knows my name. I still could use an urban vacation with live music, real movies, and Thai food, but you know, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She lives in Haines, Alaska.